In the run-up to the November presidential election, more than a dozen key states, Florida, Arizona, and Ohio, to name just a few, seem to be garnering much of the campaign attention. And while everyone loves to be the center of attention for a time, it can be rather exhaustive and rather expensive. The city of Cleveland has had 9 campaign visits in 6 months. The cost for security and other provisions? Over $270,000. Some swing cities are fighting back, sending their bills directly to the campaigns, but the campaigns are reluctant to pick up the check. We invite you to join the conversation. Has a candidate come to your town? Did you go to the rally? If so, was it worth all the extra costs your town had to incur? Give us a call. Our number here in Washington is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. Our email is totn@npr.org. And joining us now to talk about swing state fatigue is Debbie Howlett, the Midwest correspondent for USA Today. She joins us by phone from her office in Chicago. Welcome.
Thanks, Joe.
So give us a general sense of what expenses are incurred when a presidential campaign or, the campaign candidate's entourage rolls into town.
Well, the usual expenses involve security costs for police and fire, EMT. They also include some expenses for streets and sanitation or parks and recreation in terms of blocking off streets and preparing parks and public spaces for appearances by the candidates, setting up bleachers, that sort of thing. And they can be substantial. In some cities, they can run into the tens of thousands of dollars.
Now, I can understand where a city's going to say, well, we have to put police out and we have to put, we have to make sure we've got our fire department staffed as much as we can. But erecting bleachers, I mean, is that really a city's responsibility?
That's one of the questions the cities are asking. And in fact, most of them understand the need for security. The requirements are pretty heavy, and they're dictated by the Secret Service. There's not much negotiation about it. But most of them gladly will pay for the extra security, and they want to keep the candidates safe. The things they object to are the sort of peripheral things that go in the realm of security, providing a safe space. In one case in Cloquet, Minnesota, the Secret Service asked them to take out some street lights so that the carry motorcade could exit on the sidewalks because the streets were full of people at the campaign rally. And that's what the cities are objected to.
So some states are refusing to foot the bill, or some local areas, and if so, what happens?
Well, they're all footing the bill. They don't have much choice in that regard. The request is made, and they all of them have complied with it. Some of them now are billing the campaigns, though, and saying, look, These are above and beyond the normal expenses, and we want to be reimbursed for them. And in some cases, they're asking to be reimbursed for security costs, too, because they're campaign visits. And I've had more than a couple of mayors say, look, if this were official government business or if the president were coming here on an official business trip, that's fine. If they're coming here to a $1,000 plate fundraiser, why do taxpayers have to foot the bill to host them?
Yeah. But what about the benefits? I'm sure when 100 reporters and 30 campaign aides and all that other stuff and all the people who come along to the rallies, that's a lot of candy bars and ice cream sodas and whatever else a city has to offer that get purchased by the throngs that come into town.
I think
there's some tax coming in from that.
Yeah, I think the cities see benefit to sort of a minor boost in the economy. But I think the real benefit for cities is in terms of public relations appeal and having their city out there as a place the candidates want to go to visit or have something important to say. And I think the cities are willing to put up with a little bit of that. I think they're getting to the saturation point, though, especially in places like Ohio, where there have been 68 campaign visits since March 1st, which is one every 3 or 4 days.
Well, I don't know. I sit here in Washington, D.C., and I'm routinely interrupted by motorcades and visiting dignitaries, and I happen to live in the city, so I'm paying for a lot of extra police protection, but that's probably a discussion for another time.
Right.
Okay, why don't we hear what the rest of America, I mean, I've given my opinion, let's hear what the rest of America thinks. Why don't we go to Cher in Cleveland, Ohio. Cher, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, I live outside of Cleveland, Ohio, and being one of the so-called battleground states, there's a candidate somewhere in the state pretty much every day. my question really is not really who should be paying for it, but why it continues to cost more and more and more for these candidates to make these appearances. And, I mean, aside from, you know, police and fire and garbage, but why does it cost so much?
Well, that's a good question, Cher. Debbie, what about that? You've broken down some of the costs.
Right. Cleveland's done a pretty good job of breaking it down. Part of the costs of security have increased, obviously, because of the terrorist attacks on September 11th. This being the first election the first national election since then. But also, I think cities are starting to itemize the costs more and break it down to exactly what they're paying for, because it is getting more and more expensive and there are more and more requirements. And frankly, if a candidate's coming to visit and they need bleachers for seating or a stage or a podium, somebody has to set that up. Somebody has to supply the podium, and it's usually left to the cities to do that.
Well, speaking of cities, we have now with us John Brenner, the mayor of York, Pennsylvania. His town has already had two campaign visits. He joins us by phone from his office in York. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Joe. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So who's come to York so far in this campaign season?
Well, we were honored to have President Bush visit us on July 9th for a campaign stop just outside of the city limits. And we were honored to have, about 3 weeks ago, Teresa Hines Carey come by.
So when you say it that way, do I take it that you have not, as a city, taken official sides in this election?
Well, as a city, we can't take official sides.
Okay.
As a mayor and certainly as a voter, we can individually take sides. And I guess for the record, I have to say that I am supporting Senator Carey for president.
All right. I hope I'm not outing you on national.
No, you're not outing me.
Okay.
But I think it's very important for people to understand that as a chief executive officer of a city here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, representing 40,000 taxpayers, that it's my job to account for every dime that we spend. And on July 9th, the president's visit was quite costly to the city of York. It costs us more than $21,000 to assist with his visit, which we did willingly. And we will do again. We wanted the president to have a safe visit here while he was in our community. We spent $12,915 just on police services for our overtime police costs, and that was the big part of that $21,000.
So is this money, I mean, okay, yeah, we're all citizens of the United States. The president comes to town. You want him to be protected. Is it money that you feel is, obviously it has to be spent, but is it good for civic pride? Is it good to put York as a important city in America? Is it good for, attention from around the country? What are the positive aspects of spending this money?
It's all good to have a president come to your community. I think it's very important that the voters get a chance to meet and greet a president, and certainly presidential candidates, look them in the eye, shake their hand, ask questions. You know, normally that only happens in New Hampshire and Iowa to the extent that we've now seen happen this year, and I guess you've talked to some other swing states as well. So it's a great thing, and certainly as a student of politics, I think it's a wonderful thing when the citizens get a chance to meet either a current president or a future president. But as an administrator of a local government, there are real costs involved here. Right. Last year, we had to raise taxes 10% on our citizens just to maintain the current number of police officers and firefighters that we have. And the year before, we didn't have a tax increase. We made the painstaking decision to avoid a tax increase. And in order to do that, we had to have early retirement incentives in place for about 9 police officers and about 6 firefighters. These are tough decisions. And in today's environment, as was discussed earlier, we have increasing security demands. We provided 42 police officers for the president's visit. And although we got to be on CNN and C-SPAN during his visit, after the TV coverage is over, we get the bill. And all I did was send a letter to the campaign, because this was a political visit. This was not a presidential visit with some presidential pronouncement. This was a campaign stop. And the campaign spent thousands of dollars renting the York Fairgrounds, thousands of dollars providing food and all kinds of other things for the event. We thought it was logical that they at least reimburse us for some of our public safety costs.
We're talking with the mayor of York, Pennsylvania, John Brenner, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. So, Mr. Mayor, did you think about sending a bill to the campaign?
Well, I did, but I decided that I would just send them a nicely worded letter and ask them, tell them what the costs were and break it down for them for public works, community development, fire rescue, and police, and ask them if they'd be willing to reimburse us for some of those costs. And the answer I got back was, the Secret Service handles the president's security. You'll have to talk to them. And the Secret Service doesn't have money in their budget to give to local jurisdictions. So I decided at that point that it really wasn't worth wasting my time any further.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Mayor John Brenner of York, Pennsylvania. We're still talking with Debbie Howlett, who's the Midwest correspondent for USA Today, who's been writing about this subject. Has anybody gotten any money out of the campaigns? So any jurisdiction?
Been a few. Dubuque, Iowa, got payment for some items early on from the Bush campaign, but they seem to be the exception rather than the rule. And they had to go through three or four letters to get anything back, and most of what they've asked for, the campaigns have been unresponsive to. And, you know, I'd like to share with you, Joe, that there are other ways that the candidates' campaign stops can cost money. There's a big dust-up in Las Cruces, New Mexico, over the landing of Air Force One and the Air Force Presidential Airlift Group, which consists of about five or six planes, including a couple of big cargo planes in the 757, and apparently put ruts in the runway at one of the runways at the airport, Las Cruces International Airport, and it's going to cost them $1 million to repair it. And the folks in Las Cruces want to know why they have to shoulder the burden of that cost for a campaign stop by the president.
Well, I'm sure that they'll get an answer one of these days. let me go to the phones just now and take a call from Greg in Polk County, Wisconsin. Greg, welcome to the program.
Hi, good afternoon. Interesting discussion. There's a lot of issues here. I'm going to give you a kind of a small-town media perspective. There's a lot of issues here. By the way, your previous commenter there just talked about how some areas have received reimbursement. One of those was in River Falls, Wisconsin, just to the south of me, where a anonymous donor stepped up and paid the bill just before the city council was about to vote on sending that bill in, which was kind of a twist on it. But also we're seeing some costs to adjacent counties, adjacent municipalities that are incurring costs through mutual aid, being asked to kind of come down as a favor and help beef up the state patrol and such. And one of the issues that's really running through some of the local through the local councils and through mayor's offices and such, is whether most of these invitation-only party-loyal events should be paid by taxpayers, period. I think it's a huge issue that needs to be addressed, maybe through some sort of congressional action, because it is here in Wisconsin, one of the ultimate swing states. We're getting killed by this. And there's also been a talk that there's extra money coming in through the extra media and visitors and such. Problem is, anything that's near where the president is going to be or one of the major candidates is shut down for security issues. And at the same time, a lot of these same councils are worried about setting a precedent of somehow that by having a VIP there that needs extra security, that they're going to scare them away. So I'm wondering if you have any comments on it. I know it's a ton of issues. But
well, it's a big problem, but thanks for the call. Debbie Howlett, have you been sensing a backlash that thanks for coming, but you know, don't hit yourself on the door on the way out sort of thing?
Yeah, I think that the police chief in Bloomfield Hills, a pretty colorful guy, talked about that very thing, that sort of ambivalence about it. They had to spend $5,000 or $6,000 in extra police costs. He said walking into the room when President Bush was there for a fundraiser, walking into the room and getting a chance to meet him awed him. It was an occasion that he'll remember the rest of his life. But he also said it created a lot of problems for this small suburban Detroit police force, and they were glad to see him go in sort of the sense that it just alleviated the stress and problems on his police department. In fact, I think there were 50-some members on the Bloomfield Hills police force. Every one of them was on duty the day the president visited. So it does create a burden, and a lot of folks have mixed feelings about it, especially in small towns where the visit is sort of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, but it also stresses every resource they have.
Well, we've talked a lot about the costs of campaigns, but I guess these are some of the hidden costs. Anyway, sure. That's all the time we have. I'd like to thank my guest, Debbie Howlett, Debbie Khaled is the Midwest correspondent for USA Today. She joined us by phone from her office in Chicago. Thanks very much.
Sure thing, Joe.
Okay, and that's all the time we have for this hour. I'm Joe Palca, NPR News in Washington.